Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines: Tariq Rahman's Bangladesh Nationalist Party claims sweeping majority in parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates him on the massive victory. US withdraws from Al-Tanf garrison military base in Syria. US revokes scientific finding behind greenhouse gas emissions. UNICEF says recruitment of children by armed groups in Haiti tripled last year amid deepening poverty and violence. World Radio Day been observed across the globe today. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India registers their biggest ever victory by runs, crushing Namibia by 93 runs in New Delhi. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP is heading for a sweeping victory in the 13th national election, leading in 181 constituencies as of 9:30 a.m., according to unofficial counts and party tallies. After nearly two decades out of power, the BNP expressed confidence of securing more than two-thirds majority, terming the outcome as an overwhelming public mandate. Senior leaders, including Chairman Tariq Rahman and Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir, have won the seats along with several other top party figures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday conveyed his warm congratulations to Tariq Rahman on leading BNP to a decisive victory in the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. "This victory shows the trust of the people of Bangladesh in your leadership," the Prime Minister said in a message. "India will continue to stand in support of a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh," he said. More from a correspondent.
BNP expressed confidence of securing a two-third majority, terming the outcome an overwhelming public mandate. Senior leaders, including Tariq Rahman and Mirza Fakhrul, have won their seats along with several other top BNP figures. Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its allies claim around 60 seats, while the National Citizen Party NCP said it secured 6. The Election Commission is yet to announce final results and has suspended outcomes in 3 constituencies due to pending court cases. While polls are largely peaceful, Jamaat and the NCP alleged irregularities in parts of Dhaka, claim denied by the Chief Election Commissioner. Alongside the parliamentary vote, counting is also underway for the referendum on the proposed July charter reforms. The BNP has urged supporters to hold prayers instead of victory rallies pending official confirmation. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The US military has said it completed the withdrawal from the strategic base Al-Tanf garrison in Syria yesterday and handed it over to Syrian forces. Established in Syria's civil war in 2014, the base is positioned at the tri-border confluence of Syria, Jordan and Iraq. The US initially relied on it as a hub for operations by the coalition against Islamic State militants who once controlled a vast swathe of territory in Iraq and Syria. However, even after the defeat of Islamic State in 2019, the base became a key foothold in the battle against Iranian influence due to its strategic position linking Damascus to Tehran. Syria joined the coalition battling the remnants of Islamic State last November when President Ahmed al-Sharaa, a former al-Qaeda commander, visited the White House for talks with President Donald Trump. The U.S. administration has revoked a scientific finding that has been the central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. President Donald Trump has called the move the single largest deregulatory action by far in American history. The rule, finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency, rescinds a 2009 carbon declaration known as endangerment finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. Experts say the repeal eliminates all greenhouse gas emissions standards for cars and trucks and could unleash a broader undoing of climate regulations on stationary sources such as power plants and oil and gas facilities. Legal challenges are near certain. Environmental groups describe the move as the single biggest attack in U.S. history against federal authority to address climate change. A new UNICEF report released yesterday says the recruitment of children by armed groups in Haiti tripled last year as poverty and violence deepens across the troubled Caribbean country. The surge comes as a gang violence displaces a record 1.4 million people across Haiti, more than half of them children, whom experts say are left exposed and vulnerable. UNICEF's representative in Haiti, Geeta Narayanan, said the United Nations estimates that 30% to 50% of members of armed groups are children, with some as young as 9 years old being recruited. She described it as devastating. The UN Secretary General is expected to provide a breakdown of how many children were recruited last year in his annual report on Haiti in the upcoming months. This is Akashwani, and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. World Radio Day has been observed today. The day is observed on 13th of February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. The theme Radio and Artificial Intelligence, AI is a tool and not a voice, underscores the growing role of artificial intelligence in the broadcasting ecosystem. In his message on World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people. He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up. We have more from a correspondent.
Akashwani has been serving the nation since its inception with the motto Bahujan Hitai Bahujan Sukhai. Established in 1936 and brought under public ownership after independence, Akashwani has grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcast and the diversity of audiences served. Private FM radio complements public broadcasting by delivering local entertainment and information across urban and regional India. In his message on the occasion of World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people. He also recounted listening to the radio while growing up.
Radio plays a crucial role in the for the citizens. Radio is taking news to the cultural programs to the common public. So the entire country, the radio covered almost 70% of the coverage of the radios. The Akashvani played to a medium to connect to the citizen with the government. The radio has a special place. So we are all celebrating the Radio Day.
As Raipur gears up to host World Radio Day 2026, avid radio listeners from Narayanpur district of Bastar division of Chhattisgarh spoke to Akashwani about their fondness for radio as an informative medium that has led to the development in the region.
Radio ko rakhe rehti hun, jaise kuch bhi kaam karti hun to.
I listen to the radio whenever I do any work. Radio provide very good programs. If you listen to the radio, you get all the information.
Radio is intimate yet expansive, simple yet powerful. Radio is a trusted medium connecting distant geographies, diverse languages and countless lives through shared listening. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Radio Day today. In a social media post, he said that the day is meant to acknowledge the efforts of all those associated with the medium. He stated that World Radio Day celebrates a medium that serves as a trusted voice for people whether in remote villages or bustling cities. In another social media post, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended his greetings to radio listeners and everyone who works to strengthen the broadcasting ecosystem. He said that radio continues to inform, connect and give voice across generations. The Trump administration has reached a trade deal with Taiwan agreeing to remove or reduce 99% of its tariff barriers. The office of the U.S. Trade Representative yesterday informed that U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer and Taiwan's Vice Premier Lee Chuin Chang signed the reciprocal agreement in Washington. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Namibia by 93 runs in a Group A clash in New Delhi last night, registering the biggest ever victory by runs in T20 World Cup. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Tariq Rahman's Bangladesh Nationalist Party claims sweeping majority in parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates him on the massive victory. U.S. withdraws from Al-Tanf garrison military base in Syria. U.S. revokes scientific finding behind greenhouse gas emissions. UNICEF says recruitment of children by armed groups in Haiti tripled last year amid deepening poverty and violence. World Radio Day been observed across the globe today. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India registers the biggest ever victory by runs, crushing Namibia by 93 runs in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.